This is Surprise, written by Sia Sippy 5379, read by Mistborn Hero. A leverage potfic rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Sophie Devereaux, Harry Wilson, and is tagged for Getting Together, Surprise Date. Summary. Harry asks Sophie to go to an event as grifting practice. Little does she know, Harry has other motives. Sophie finished putting her makeup on and went back out to her room. She put her dress on and, before leaving, took one last look to make sure her hair and makeup were still good. Once they met to her satisfaction, she grabbed her purse and went downstairs. The club was meant for her. Like all of the other headquarters they had had over the years, Hardison picked the location for the person he thought needed it the most. Nate's apartment, Elliot's brew pub, and now her club. She couldn't be mad at him for thinking she needed it. She had. And having somewhere so perfect for her that wasn't the home she made with Nate for nearly a decade helped her more than she wanted to admit. The best help was really being with her family and on her stage again. And that included the newest member of the team, Harry, who she was currently dressed up to meet. He had asked for her to come help practice making covers on the fly. She had suggested something more low-key, like a bar, but Harry had insisted on this gallery opening. Harry was already down in the main bar room when Sophie came down the stairs, and she had guessed right on what dress to wear. Harry watched her the entire way down, and she was sure it would remain appropriately distracting throughout the night. He needed to get used to grifting with any form of distraction, even his partner. Sophie knew how distracting she could be, and if they were going to grift together, he needed to be able to ignore her. "You look fantastic," Harry told her as she reached the base of the stairs. "You're not doing too bad yourself," Sophie told him. And he wasn't. His outfit was nondescript compared to hers, being a black suit, but it was perfectly tailored to him, and combined with how he styled his hair, it was a sight to be seen. They matched very well, which was good if they were going to go to this party together. "Ready?" Sophie asked. "Just waiting for you," Harry replied, offering his arm to Sophie. From anyone else, Sophie would have been offended by that statement. But the tone in Harry's voice and the look on his face said that every moment had been worth the wait, which surprised Sophie. All they were doing was going to an art gallery opening to practice grifting. That was perfectly reasonable to be upset over your partner running late for. She took his arm, and off they went to the party. It was a nice party. A very nice gallery. It was probably one of the nicest parties Sophie had been to since she had retired nearly a decade ago. And with that came all sorts of wonderful marks to con, though she was a little sad that this night would not include stealing any of the wonderful paintings on display. Harry had admitted that Brianna had gotten them into this party so that there was little worry of him being recognized. But parties like this had a major downfall for their goal of the night, the need for invitations. "This really isn't a good event for coming up with covers," she said. "Once you have made one, you need to stick with it all night." Harry seemed unfazed by this statement. Sophie knew that he was good at hiding when he was flustered. He had to be with him being a lawyer, but he always wore his feelings on his sleeve with her. She narrowed her eyes at him. "You already knew that," she accused. Now Harry had a sheepish look to him. "Brianna may have told me," he said, "but after everything was set up, I thought it could still be useful." He said the last bit like it was a question, and while Sophie tried to be annoyed, she couldn't. He was just too earnest and hopeful. She decided that he was right. Even if it wasn't good for fast covers, it was good for a longer cover. "We can make this work," she said. A smile came to Harry's face. "You will just have to keep practicing holding a cover for the entire event, and keep it from getting too complicated." "Oh," Harry said, "that is a great idea." She sensed that wasn't quite the answer that Harry was looking for, but she didn't know what else he had expected. They were here for practice, and that's what they were going to do. Sophie gave Harry a look, and he held out his arm to her. Using it, she guided him over to an older couple admiring a piece of art. "Lovely, isn't it?" Sophie said, directed at Harry.
"It is, my dear," he replied.
"It is one of my favorites," the woman said. "I can understand why," Sophie said.
"Oh, how rude of me," the woman said. "I'm Anne May Jensen, and this is my husband, Adam."
"Jack St. Clair," Harry said, "and my lovely wife, Rebecca."
That was the beginning of their evening. They continued moving around the room and talking to various people. Sophie was impressed at how well Harry was doing. He barely tripped up at all throughout the night, and it was all small details that anyone could mess up about their real selves. They barely spoke on their way back to the club, but before Sophie could go upstairs, Harry stopped her.
"Did you enjoy tonight?" he asked her.
There was a sheepish look on his face. He was nervous about her answer. She couldn't figure out why. Her enjoyment of the evening had nothing to do with him getting the practice he needed.
"It was pleasant," she settled on saying. "Seeing your progress was great."
Harry's face fell. He still had his ever-present smile, but it was one he used to hide his sadness. Sophie walked over to him and placed a hand on his shoulder.
"Why is it important to you that I enjoy myself?" she asked.
He shifted a bit before answering.
"Because I was hoping tonight could be more than just practice," he said. Sophie finally understood what had been happening all night.
"Next time, Harry," she said, "just ask me on a date." The sunshine smile was back on his face. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2023.